This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We were just discussing a story, Melanie, that you wanted to share with us tonight. We hadn't even gotten into it in the last segment, but it's basically about New Jersey, which is one of the least free states of all of the 50 states. I believe it ranked in at number 46 in this year's Freedom in the 50 States.
It's in the bottom five.
Study. So, yeah, not a great place to live if you care about freedom. And it's also noteworthy or notorious as one of the most corrupt states where the police are just bad. I mean, they are just... You talk to people that live in New Jersey and have experience with the police, and they generally don't have nice things to say. The cops are there. They're known for corruption. They're there, you know, known for just being thugs and some of the worst cops. So it's no surprise that teenagers might not have any respect for them, especially when the police are going around arresting their buddies for things like, you know, possession of a plant or of a drink. You know, these are the things that teenagers are frequently targeted for by the police in states all across the United States. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why there's not much respect for cops, because the cops, they honestly haven't earned it. Just because you're wearing a badge, just because you're wearing a pressed uniform, doesn't mean that you get respect automatically. And that's basically, you know, and again, I haven't heard the story yet, but from where, do you recall the source on this story? That
NBC.
NBC News is saying there's going to be some sort of law that has been proposed there that would require schools to do respect training, basically.
Right.
Can you tell us more?
So it was and it's still a bill. It hasn't been passed yet, or at least it hasn't on the 22nd. And I couldn't find anything that said it was. So okay. I don't think it is. You would have to be. They would have to teach kids from kindergarten through 12th grade. And it's unclear as to whether it's a whole class or whether this is incorporated into some other class. There's going to be some committee that sorts out the details. But to teach kids to respect cops and respect and cooperate cops, that's also probably a Fourth Amendment violation as well as a First Amendment violation.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, you don't have any requirement to.
I'm sorry, not a fourth, a fifth.
Self-incrimination.
Yeah.
What you're talking about there. Okay, gotcha.
So, yeah. So
right, so if you cooperate to the point of you getting arrested, then you have done their job for them.
After
right.
you have been informed that you should do so in your government indoctrination class.
Yeah.
Right, so, and they stopped just short of saying that they were basically training kids not to get shot instead of training all. Because you can disrespect anybody else, and whether or not you should is a separate argument. You don't usually get shot for disrespecting people who don't have badges.
Well,
generally not.
I'm of the opinion you should not run around flipping birds at anyone, including police officers.
I tend to agree. It's very uncouth.
Yelling, you know, epithets and these sorts of things. And that if you do, you are liable to receive negative consequences. However, a professional law enforcement officer understands that people disrespecting them is them using their First Amendment rights.
Yeah, it kind of comes with the job. I mean, the parking meters, even before any of y'all got here, had the signed statement saying, you know, basically getting told off as part of our job. I mean, so cops kind of need to realize. Especially if they're going around attacking people, but
yeah. You got to be professional. And
also, cops have this really different concept of what they think respect is. Most people, when they say that they want respect, are talking about being treated as a human being,
right.
not being unnecessarily being mean to.
Not being obeyed.
Right, whereas cops are like, if you're not worshiping them, then you're being disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And those are two very different standards.
I wouldn't propose to speak for police officers and what they think.
They think different things.
They are
individuals.
Lots of them. Yeah. I will tell you that there is a huge phalanx of mind-numbed myrmidons on Facebook that essentially believe that you need to lay down your coat for every officer that wanders by, those sorts of things. Once they find out I'm a firefighter, it really befuddles them because they're not, which one of them must I worship more? Right? Like, I get that that's a problem. Ultimately, all of us are government bureaucrats, right? We work for a bureau. That bureau may or may not be police or firefighter or whatever that bureau might be. And we've got all kinds of rules, and those rules tie the hands. And when they you use discretion, and when that discretion is contrary to the law, you should have to face the consequences. That's it. They're not – people who work for the government aren't special at all. Even if those people carry hoses or guns.
They have a shiny badge.
I'm sure I can get a badge.
They have the ability to shoot someone and get away with it, so that by definition does make them special. Don't you think?
I think that's how it's come across.
I get what you're saying. They're still human beings. Their S smells too, right?
Well, right, but
just like
us. When I was working at Walmart, if someone disrespected me, I do not then get to shoot their dog and no. beat them down in the aisle.
No, and you shouldn't even
because
be nasty
to them. And I shouldn't.
Right.
And whether or not they should tell me something mean is completely irrelevant to how I should respond.
Right. I worked in retail as well, and you've got to keep a smile on your face. You've got to stay professional.
They don't have to be nice and friendly and smiley. No. They just have to not shoot you.
That's all you're asking for.
That's a pretty low standard.
Right. But customer service, yeah, they're not about that. Because you're not their customer. You're their victim. You're not their master. You're their servant. And that's the way they look at it. You're their subject. They even use that term to describe you. Listen to their two-way radios.
I don't think they think you're the servant. I think they think you're the subject.
Yeah. Exactly. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What else do we need to know about this story?
So a couple of quotes that I find interesting, I guess, from the bill's sponsor, Sheila Olivia, said, and she comes really close to admitting the actual purpose of the bill.
Okay.
She says, the number of police-related shootings around the nation have created a mistrust of police in many communities. This can help rebuild the trust that is essential for law enforcement to work.
Look, we shouldn't lower the amount of police shootings. The United States is the highest in the Western world of police shootings,
yeah.
doubling Canada's, which is second, I believe. I mean, there was more police shootings of citizens in the U.S., this year than there was in Great Britain in the 20th century. Admittedly, Great Britain doesn't have the population the United States does, but it's not that kind of disparity.
What about per capita, though?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Iceland. Iceland's had one shooting since its inception as a nation.
Right, and didn't they hold a funeral for the victim?
Well, the police came to the funeral,
yeah.
And they were sort of genuinely upset. The guy totally deserved shooting, too. Right?
Whereas the cops, they're giving each other high fives when they shoot somebody here. They party.
Yeah,
they get bonuses.
It depends.
And when I first heard that those cops went to that funeral, I was kind of like, well, that's highly inappropriate and kind of Westboro of them. But then it had to be explained to me, because I'm me, that no, the cops were like actually upset that they had to shoot somebody. They weren't going to like protest the funeral,
right.
as would be the case here. They were like actually sad about it. And from what I heard about this guy, he was actually being a present danger to everyone around him.
Yeah, totally
and
right was, a shotgun.
I mean, it was the right decision.
If right. Police make lots of good shoots in the United States. But they make lots and lots and lots of shoots.
Well, right, but if you just go around shooting everybody, you're going to just by
get it right
your
sometimes.
Chance. Yeah.
Yeah. So, the Philando Castile, the guy who shot that, Yanez, Officer Geronimo Yanez.
Yes.
If there was no video, he would still have his job. His department would be defending him up and down. he would probably get a promotion because
I think all that's a safe bet.
Yeah,
yep.
It's a safe bet because that's what's happened in so many of these cases where these cops, where there's no video, there might just be witnesses, but right. That doesn't matter because police, you know, the police are believed far more often than any witnesses.
If there's no video that shows a cop to be guilty, he's innocent. If there's no video that shows you to be innocent, you're guilty.
And they'll
that's
get a promotion.
Justice in America.
At a minimum, yeah.
And they'll get a little bit of time off, paid leave while the case is investigated and ultimately decided in their favor. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. .com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea. Free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free. This week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you need to join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. It's Dash. It's decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the Dash network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash. Learn why at Dash.org.
I was looking at DashForceNews.org today, mm-hmm. and there was a story about Evan Duffield, who's like, you know,
the founder of Dash.
Founder of Dash. He's released a master Dash plan, including mass market level scaling. It's a great story, and sort of shows where they're intending to take Dash, and they're pretty much succeeded in doing the things that they said they were going to do up to this point, and that's just pretty powerful.
Yep, I've been impressed with what I've seen so far out of Dash, and that was before they signed on as a sponsor of this program.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire, and we can talk more about obedience training for high school students when it comes to dealing with the police. But, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live first. Go ahead.
Yeah, speaking of the police, there was an incident in New Hampshire which I think in a way is newsworthy more for its frequency than for its rareness. And that was the police on the seacoast arrested a man for driving under suspension.
Mm.
And his girlfriend claims that he had no real way of knowing that he was under suspension.
Happens a lot, right?
I beg your pardon?
That happens a lot, right?
My understanding, I mean, maybe you guys know more, but is it actually possible to determine your status? Can you call around and find out that, yeah, you need to turn yourself in, or, yeah, you owe a fine, or, yeah, your driver's license is suspended and you need to take this action to fix it? Or do you just have to drive around until you get arrested?
A lot of times people don't find out until they get arrested. But, yes, you could, in theory, call the DMV and ask them for your driver's status. But, you know, how often does somebody even think to do something like that? They do generally send a notice to you upon your license being suspended. But a lot of people will move without updating an address or whatever, or, you know, just for whatever reason, the notice just never, the physical piece of paper just never makes it into their hands, so they have no idea. I didn't find out. I remember once, it was right around Derek J's victimless crime spree time, when Officer Pelequin here in Keene saw me. We were doing a protest outside of one of the schools here, and he saw me and actually came up to me and did me the favor of letting me know that my license had been suspended. He didn't have to. He could have sat there on the street and waited till I got in the car and drove away and then pulled me over and, you know, got me for it. So
why do you hate police, Ian?
I don't.
Well, police are nice to Ian because they know that he'll talk good about them.
Right. That's the thing, is that police...
I'm never going to have police be nice to me, but it's worth it in my opinion.
It can happen, Melanie.
People call on a regular basis and tell Ian and I that we hate police, and the fact that a police officer will do Ian the solid of coming up and saying, hey, man, your license is suspended. I hope I don't end up seeing you in a car, is pretty telling as to how police that interact with Ian in real life feel about
that's
him.
A little bit of respect, right?
And that was more of a joke than anything else.
Yeah.
I've actually not had a problem with police in New Hampshire, even when I mean, I've done things in New Hampshire that would have got me shot in Louisiana.
Yeah, me too, man.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't know how you're alive. You stood in front of a cop car.
Oh, that was the easier one. I was a little more worried about getting into somebody's car when he got pulled over. It was right outside of the college here in Keene. Somebody had gotten pulled over, and the cops were talking to him, and when the cop walked away from the car after he'd gotten his license or whatever, I talked to the dude, and the dude let me get into the cab with him. And that one, I was just wondering how the police were going to respond, given that...
Yeah, they're still cops, and, you know, whether they do it for strategic reasons or not, I haven't had a problem with them as far as doing things illegally.
Sometimes just getting out of a car could get you, have a gun drawn on you in some places, but that's never happened to me.
The Supreme Court kind of backed themselves into a corner in that, though, because they keep insisting that passengers of pullover cars are not being detained. And if
really?
You're not being detained, you can walk your happy self down the road.
I was threatened with a disorderly conduct charge if I did not get back into a car.
And they didn't do it for a reason.
But what do police
know?
Well,
no, I got back in the car.
What do police know about Supreme Court rulings?
Nothing.
Nearly nothing.
Right. They just do what they want,
right.
And then they get away with it.
That's, you know, I mean, it's funny. We call them law enforcement officers, but they don't enforce the law.
Well, and no, a caveat to that is if they're doing a, quote, investigation and they order people to stay in a specific place for safety reasons, they can pretty much do that. But until they tell you not to, you're not being detained. You can go walk to McDonald's, do whatever you want.
Yeah, I tried, man. I was on a, I think I was on a suspended sentence at that time, so I really wasn't interested in pushing that particular issue. So I did get back in the car after protesting verbally, but that was about as far as I could push that one. Now, Dave Ridley, I was surprised we didn't see you up at Shire Fest or Somalia Fest this last week.
Oh, I don't know. After you've been to the first 7 pork fests, they start to all kind of seem the same.
I see.
So I don't go to every one.
On.
I think I went to the one in 2014. It's probably the last one. In a couple of years, I'll start missing it probably.
Okay. Well, it's, you know, Shire Fest is not Pork Fest. It is probably more like Pork Fest originally was, with, you know, no centralized control or bureaucracy to, you know, make decisions or make bad decisions in that case. So it was much more just people camping and kind of having fun and hanging out.
Making their own bad decisions.
I don't know. I would say people there were doing fine. Anyway, Dave, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, my theory is sort of that Free Staters do a sufficient amount of partying. We don't need to do any more partying to be free.
You get them, Dave.
Besieging,
you're darn right.
The authorities.
Yeah, well, I am with you, and, you know, I think we need to get more doers and fewer partiers to move up here, but... You know, once a year campground festival, I don't think is uncalled
for. Yeah, if they would do that instead of all the other stuff.
Instead of every day.
Like, yeah, party for a week instead of, you know.
Right, and the important thing about these freedom festivals that happen in New Hampshire is to attract people from outside. That's really the purpose, because any of us can go camping anytime we want. But you know, to have a special event where people from elsewhere can come and have an excuse to come visit New Hampshire and feel what it's like to be around people who care about freedom, you know, more people than they could possibly know, I think that's what the real goal of these festivals is, and it's nice to see that that there are some competing festivals out there now with Pork Fest. I would call it friendly competition, but...
I would not call it friendly.
Well, I didn't feel unfriendly towards the folks at Pork Fest.
Yeah, okay, you're not unfriendly towards anyone, Ian. Have you seen some of the posts, especially the first year of Somalia Fest?
No, I don't...
They were very not friendly.
Oh, I see. Some of the attendees were, people were kind of butthurt.
I mean, the advertising for Somalia Fest wasn't really that friendly. And I'm not, and I don't really think it necessarily should have been, but, you know.
Dave, did you have more you wanted to share?
Well, yeah, and more of a question. Tell me more about this process of determining your status, because are you sure that you can really do that? Can you really call the DMV and really get a straight answer as to whether your license is suspended?
Moments, we'll answer that coming up. Free Talk Live.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us right here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Also, want to let you know about the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That's right, it's Jax. You go to jax.io. You can download it there from the Google or Apple App Store, JAXX.io. It allows you to hold not just Bitcoin, but also Ether and Dash and a bunch of others. And in fact, they're always it seems like they're always expanding.
Litecoin, DAO tokens,
Ethereum Classic.
Gnosis.
The DAO tokens are long gone, Mark. You can't hold those anymore.
Yeah, but aren't they all called DAOs, though?
No, what you're talking about, the decentralized autonomous organization, that was, you know, they can have other DAOs, and maybe they have created some, but you're talking about this project that happened, what, last year, where people were trying to join this decentralized organization, and it's like a cryptocurrency thing on the Ethereum blockchain, and all this money was poured into it, all this ether, all this digital currency was poured into this thing, and there were some bad lines of code, which basically created a loophole that somebody who was real smart and, you know, knows how to program went in there and managed to program themselves millions, I think a few million dollars worth of ether to come right out into his account. And that's actually what ended up leading to the Ethereum split, the blockchain split that created two ethers. Now there's Ethereum and there's Ethereum Classic as a result of the failure of that decentralized autonomous organization.
Okay, so here I'm looking at the list of wallets that's on MyJax here, and it says AugurRip tokens and Zcash and Doge and a variety of
Doge, cool.
Yeah, Gnosis. But it also has the DigiX DAO.
Maybe so, that's a new thing.
There you go.
I mean,
that's why I got confused, is because, you know, I won't claim to know everything about, you know, all this, you know, cryptocurrency stuff, but there's another DAO.
There you go. All right. Dave is still with us here in New Hampshire. He's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. You were asking if it's possible to call up the DMV and inquire as to the suspension status of one's account, if you will, or one's license. I believe that it is. Because I know that you can certainly call to pay them to get your suspension to go away.
Oh, you can call them from that?
I think so. I think they'll take a credit card. I could be wrong about that, but I have to say that all things considered, you know, bureaucrats are not known for their customer service, but I've had worse times with bureaucrats than I have the Concord DMV. I remember there was one, and I don't remember all the details, but I do recall having some sort of issue with a suspension being entered wrongfully or something like that, and I was able to successfully escalate my issue to like whatever level of management was above the regular phone operators, and they actually resolved the problem for me. So, like, I didn't expect them to, because I expected bureaucrats are slow and, you know, ignorant or whatever, and they actually surprised me with being able to solve that. So I think that you would have good luck, Dave, but the only way to know for sure is to call in and ask.
Yeah, I guess I will try and do that and maybe report back in what I find out. Of course, that leaves the whole question of whether you have a warrant for your arrest for something else, and whether you can find out that or not.
That's
and
a good question.
You should be able to call the police station and ask.
Correct.
But now,
some states actually have an online tool that you can use, but I don't believe New Hampshire does.
They might not be integrated, so if you call Concord, they might not know about what Manchester has, and that probably depends on the severity of the charge, but you should be able to call the police department and see what they have.
There you go.
So hey, it should be. That's it.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Great YouTube channel where folks can go and kind of see what's happening here in New Hampshire and a lot of the cool activism that is going on here, and, of course, a lot of it that has gone on in the past because he's been reporting from here for longer than we've been here. And, Mark, you and I, we've been here for a long time. We've been here since 2006. I think Dave came up in 03 or 04. One of the earliest movers here as part of the ongoing New Hampshire freedom migration. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, I don't know if there was more that you wanted to share, Melanie, from that story that you had about New Jersey, where there's a proposed law that would mandate that New Jersey schools, sounds like high schools, would have to implement...
Well, kindergarten through 12.
Kindergarten through 12. I missed that detail. So every grade, every year, you'll get a fresh recap on why you should do as the police say and just obey blindly, make sure that, you know, you don't offend the police, and forced students, basically, to respect the police.
The only thing I really wanted to add to that is that there were some groups of, they were referred to as activists in the story, but who kind of complained about it. And so the bill is amended, and it's not law yet, to include, in addition to teaching you how to respect and cooperate with the police, which is illegal, to also teach you your rights with the police, which surface level seems like a good thing. I think that might... My fear would be that, A, that would save it in court.
I wouldn't want the government to teach rights with the police.
Well, yeah, and I don't want them doing it, and so now it looks like it's a more balanced thing than it really is.
You know, kids, you do have a right to remain silent, but you really shouldn't remain silent whenever the police talk
to you. But you don't even have a right to remain silent anymore. The Supreme Court said that now that police can infer guilt based on your silence, unless you say, I am remaining silent, which is not silence.
Yeah, it's
like,
crazy.
It's just the dumbest thing. You know, the one thing that television has taught us when it comes to cops, is that
you have the right to
remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. If you can't afford one will be appointed for you.
So, generally speaking, and there are some extreme exceptions to this, but generally speaking, the only thing you should tell a cop is one of three things: explicitly invoke your right to remain silent, explicitly invoke your right to an attorney, and there was some weird case law that you have to be really explicit, and you can ask to go to the bathroom. Those are the three things that you should only ever say to a cop.
This is you've been through, you're a law school graduate?
Yes.
This is and if you're being arrested, right? Because otherwise,
every lawyer will say the same thing.
Because otherwise, another good one is, am I being detained? So if you have not yet been arrested and you'd like to ascertain, if you want to ascertain your status with that officer.
So if you're not already detained yet, and that you should always, if they're starting to tell you to do things, you should always ask if you're being detained, because then they have to either detain you and then
Why?
They don't necessarily have to explain why, but that kind of locks them in from there on. So if they didn't have anything good at that point...
Well, they need to have a reasonable, articulable suspicion to detain you, correct?
I think that's a better a question to ask is that, do you have reasonable, articulable suspicion to detain me? Because what it does...
That sounds more legal, you know your stuff.
Right. Well, it gives that warning to them. Hey, dummy, you're not dealing with another dummy. Right? And then they have to, not only when you've set up for the question, do you have reasonable, articulable suspicion, if assuming they know what the word articulable means, then you can say, okay, officer, please articulate that suspicion.
There's a funny scene from The Practice where they get the cop on the stand and they're like, did you have reasonable, and the prosecutor's like, did you have reasonable, articulable suspicion at the time when you arrested or detained? It's been a couple years since I watched it. The defendant, and he's like, yes. And the defense gets up to cross and they're like, what does articulable mean? And he's like, I don't, and he's like, but you know you had it.
Yeah, I know it when I see it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Of course, a great website with lots of good information on interacting with the police, which, again, you shouldn't do, is copblock.org. They've got a neat little flyer that we like to hand out around here. It's the CopBlock warning flyer, which does go over some tips for when you're being hassled by the cops. Always a good idea to keep your mouth shut. Don't answer any questions unnecessarily. If you have to, if you're driving, you do generally have to show your driver's license and registration, and in some states the insurance. But you don't have to talk to them while you show them.
In some states, you do have to identify yourself even while walking.
That's true.
Depending on how they ask for it.
Oh, but that doesn't mean you have to show them ID. It just means you have to identify yourself.
Not in some states you do.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You need to do your own research on those things. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Tonight with you in the studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Coming up, how many people actually reported Bitcoin to the IRS? Got an interesting story from Fortune magazine.
I hope no one did.
Well, a little more than no one, but not that many. So we'll get into it. I consider this to be very good news. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. And, of course, you can share your calls and thoughts with us. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, Joe in West Palm Beach, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, first off, I am not watching you on YouTube. You shouldn't lie to your listeners.
Well, that's what it says here in my call screening software. So how are you listening to the show?
I'm not. But I did see you on YouTube. That's what I am calling about. I was watching some videos of you and your crew of cronies this past week on YouTube, and I was shocked at what I saw.
What did you see that was so shocking?
That were harassing members of your community to prove a political point, and I was wondering,
what are you referring to? What did you see that was so offensive?
It didn't offend me, I guess. But I saw you chasing around the traffic lady, the parking violation.
The parking attendants. Yeah. Okay. So you saw some footage from Robin Hood of Keene where
there's a whole bunch of that footage out there, and I can assure you, you didn't see me, and you probably didn't see Melanie. And
not here.
Right. So it's the yous and what you saw, it gets very difficult to see. So why don't you describe
that though?
Some of it, but not all of it, by any stretch of the imagination. You probably weren't in a
90%
1% of the video that's on the internet regarding traffic, meter maids.
That wasn't really a Free Talk Live thing.
Incorrect.
All right, you got me! You got me! Lay it on me, prosecutor!
Incorrect.
What do you see?
Incorrect. I would like you to address. I am genuinely curious.
No, you're not. You're genuinely being combative.
But go ahead. I want to hear what he has to say. Please. What are you curious about?
You can't be curious and combative. Aren't you some sort of intellectual? You can
curious.
No, we're not intellectual.
A
talk
feel
show host.
To it, and combative has a feel to it. I know what
I'm
hearing.
Sir, I'm wondering, sir, my question is, are you guys receiving
government benefits while you guys are doing this. I think you are.
No.
No.
What would the benefit be?
Incorrect! Incorrect, sir!
What government benefit would you think that...
Oh, I drive on the roads that I pay for.
I don't think you. You're Ian Freeman, right?
No, my name is Mark Edge. My name is Mark Edge.
The man screaming at you is Mark Edge.
I pay for my life.
You pay for your life, Mark
Edge? Yeah.
I've never even heard of Mark Edge.
Well, now you have.
That's because you called in saying you did this and you did that to three people.
Okay, apparently he was talking to me, so...
Fine. I'm a founder of this radio program. I started it in 2002.
No one's ever heard of Mark Edge. He's so irrelevant, Mark Edge. Dave from New York is much more popular than Mark Edge.
Okay, Joe.
The guy from Poughkeepsie?
I don't buy what you're saying right now, but go ahead with whatever. So you were wondering if I was on welfare.
I was watching these videos, and you guys, honestly, if you were in my town, I would be so furious at what you guys do.
Do you love parking enforcement?
And what does that have to do with whether or not somebody's on welfare?
Many people would not have the time to do these things because they have full-time jobs.
Oh, I see.
We're journalists. We're talk show hosts. We have time because we do a show in the evening.
That's why I said I don't think Ian Freeman is on government benefits. I'm sure he makes more money than all of you.
Oh, you were talking about the other. You were saying that you think the other Robin Hooders were on benefits.
You want us to report on
many
every
of them
single?
Are, would be my
every,
guess. Yes,
no, I no, not that I'm aware of. I know who those people were.
Single one of them.
Hold on. I know who the Robin Hooders were, and I know that not a single one of them was on benefits. What they were doing was they were actually working for somebody, and they were actually getting paid. So it doesn't sound like you did a whole lot of research, which is fine. It's fine to ask questions about the situation.
I did not. I told you I just saw some YouTube videos.
Yeah. So I'm explaining to you that, no, they were not on welfare. They were getting paid hourly. For doing that work. I personally wasn't. I would refuse to get paid. I just did it for the good of doing it.
Some of that money would come from the people that would send in thank you notes.
That's
and
correct.
Checks and those sorts of things to say.
They hand you money on the streets.
Yes, to say thank you for saving us from parking tickets and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so why would it make you mad? Do you love it when you get a parking ticket? Do you think that those people are respectable?
I never get parking tickets.
Do you think it's a respectable job to go around and threaten people over parking somewhere?
I think you're intentionally misrepresenting what a parking attendant does. I don't think they threaten people in that manner. They write tickets.
What do you think a ticket is?
The ticket's a threat.
This is why I think you come off so bad in those videos, because you do these little games, and this is not how people act in the real world. It's very unusual.
And how's that working for the real world?
I don't know about you, but Melanie, you pointed this out here. Hang on a second. We can't talk over each other if we're going to have a conversation. Melanie, you had pointed out earlier regarding the parking. I forget where I was going with that. But anyway, the parking enforcers are issuing threats, and that's what a ticket is. If you don't pay the ticket, there's a consequence behind that. And in some cases, they'll tow your car. In some cases, they'll boot your car. It depends on what city that you live in. In Keene, they don't have the boot, but they do tow, and they have towed people before. And they also have the ability to not renew a car's registration if that car has unpaid parking tickets on it. And the reality is, Joe, that this is what you mentioned earlier, Melanie. It was the requirements of the job. As a parking enforcer, one of their requirements is that they have to expect that members of the public, the people that they're victimizing day to day, are going to be upset about that, because people don't like to receive tickets, and they might read them the Riot Act. They might, have a few choice words.
Do you think people that leave their car on the street for an extended period of time are not victimizing others who would
also... They're not leaving their car on the street. They're parking in a parking spot.
Like, do you understand that?
No, they don't need to have meters for that. Thank you for the call, Joe. There are cities that don't have parking meters, and they allow the marketplace to come up with solutions as far as, oh, you need more parking? Well, maybe somebody, some entrepreneur, should go ahead and, build a parking garage. And even in some cities, the city government just has decided to let people park and let it all kind of shake out how it needs to. Not every city has parking meters in downtown. Laconia, I believe, is one of the cities where they have barely any in the downtown area. And it's a city that's about the same size of population as Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we are. So a lot of people don't like getting tickets, and this guy claims he's never gotten one, so maybe he's like, you know, 18 or something like that and hasn't been driving for very long. But, you know, most people, the longer you're around, the closer you are to getting one of these things, just because they're hard to avoid. If you are in a downtown area, the people that work downtown, a lot of them loved the Robin Hooders, because the Robin Hooders would regularly save. These are the people who are putting change in expired parking meters downtown. They would regularly save downtown denizens, people who are working or living downtown, from getting multiple parking tickets, you know, every month.
So I have a couple of things to say to Joe. First off, if you want to support the meter maids of the world, by all means, get bunches of tickets.
They'll take your money, absolutely.
Secondly, no, you are not victimizing people by, you know, violating some kind of parking rule. One thing you can tell is that this is about revenue when a person gets a ticket and then there's three spaces next to them that are empty. Okay? And
right.
That happened all the time.
James Cleveland, who was heading up the Robin Hooding for a long while, when it was... It truly at its peak when we got the suit, the lawsuit from the city of Keene. James, who is an accountant by trade, was running the numbers. He actually got the numbers from the city of Keene about, you know, what the the fullness count of the the meters were, or the spaces. How many of the spaces were filled at any given time throughout the day? How many tickets they were writing? And he found that they are enforcing all day long, even in the lull time. So obviously during lunch it's busy, right? But 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when everybody's pretty much back at work and lunch hour's over. That's when you get those open spaces where there's just plenty of parking, yet they're still writing tickets.
But the parking attendants would come at such irregular intervals, you'd think they'd be where they needed to be when things were busy.
Would you think that?
Well, that would be if that's what they were supposed to be doing.
If they're trying to turn over cars.
Right. And
that's the excuse.
I can tell you that there are all kinds of businesses, shopping malls come to mind, that have parking spaces where, you know, they're unregulated without tickets. But the government needs to have an enforcement arm of little, you know, paid bureaucrats running around and writing tickets.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. And the Robin Hooders, by the way, in case you're, you know, just tuning in, you've never heard this story before.
Take that, sir! Ridiculous.
We have, by the way, we won at the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So, free speech wins.
Supreme Court wins. Joe loses.
Yeah, we're coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It is still in beta and sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.